Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Texas State Bobcats 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome to the College Football Experience, Texas State Bobcats 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Let's go to San Marcos, baby. Excited to talk a little Bobcat football. They've been a fun team to watch over the past few years. I am joined by my co-host, the Sunbelt Funbelt God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. You know, I've never been to San Marcos, but it sounds nice. It almost sounds like a vacation destination.
In like Mexico, right?
Right,
I feel like
exactly.
it's like Cabo San Lucas. But yes, I mean, look, it's Texas State football. They've been a fun team over the years. Now, they haven't always put it together for wins.
Right.
As you're seeing with their history, I mean, they've never been to a bowl. But, I mean, you go back just 2 years ago, the COVID year. They lose to SMU by 7, right? They went 2-10 this year. SMU by 7. UTSA in double overtime by 3, at Boston College by 3, at Georgia Southern by 2, and that's right there. If they could just win those close games, it would have went to a bowl game.
Right.
You look at last year, 4-8 for Jake Spavinal, which is actually doubling up, so he's improved. But still, the close games, at Troy, the Trojans, they lose by 3. It was a 12-point game at Georgia State. It was an 8-point game against Georgia Southern. They had their opportunities, and it was kind of a watered down. They lost to Incarnate Word in the FCS. That Incarnate Word, though, they have a quarterback named Cameron Ward, and I'm telling you, he's at Washington State now. And NC Nick, I know we haven't done Washington State yet, but I do think that guy's going to be he's going to light college football on fire this year. I really think he's underrated.
And that game last year, he lit the Bobcats on fire, throwing for 376 yards and 4 touchdowns. I know you're a fan, and some more college football is going to hear of this guy by the time the year is done. But to be fair, Texas State also got 4.
Hold on, you broke up on me there.
And we're by 1 score. Huh?
Yeah. But that Baylor 8-point loss.
True.
I'm sorry, 9-point loss. 9-point loss. Yeah. Right there. You broke up for a second there, but yeah. I mean, this is a team that I think, yeah, they got their ass whooped in some games. They did. They had no business losing to Incarnate Word. I know Incarnate Word's an FCS playoff team, but losing to Eastern Michigan by what, 38 points? That's
not gonna do it.
That's not going to do it. Losing by 45 to the Raging Cajuns, not going to do it. Even Coastal by 14. So,
and look, their wins overtime against FIU, a very bad FIU team. Overtime, 4 overtimes against South Alabama. The 8-point win against ULM at home late in the year is a solid win. And they won by 2 on the road at Arkansas State. So, this team, they won 4 games, which was 2 more than the year before, but a couple of those games could have went the other way. I don't know what to expect, but it is year 4 for Jake Spavital. The last winning season for Texas State was 2014, and they've only had 4 winning seasons in the last 20 years.
Yeah, and none at the FBS ranks. Right.
And, I mean, Spavital's predecessor, Everett Withers, only got 3 years. And his record was fairly comparable after 3. Withers went, actually, he was fired with 1 game to go in his 3rd year. So he didn't even get a full 3 years.
Yeah.
And he went 7 of 28 overall. 7 of 28. And Jake Spavital's 9 of 27. So pretty similar. Yeah.
Especially considering Withers had to go through the transition FBS to FC, or FCS to FBS. But
right.
It's a big year for Spavital. And, you know, I would say if he doesn't get to a bowl, I think 5 wins, he's still canned, and especially knowing some of the names out there. I know I've already tried to, you know, part of the fun of college football is figuring out, hey, if he doesn't get that, could they go for Gary Patterson? Would Gary Patterson bite on going to the Sun Belt, not far from Austin, Texas, San Marcos is, so he could still do his country, his singles, his hit singles. I don't know. It's a big year, and Let's dive in.
Quick thing before we dive into this year specifically is that I think every team in the Sun Belt West, which is by far the easier of the two divisions right now, every team has gone under a coaching change within the last year or two.
True.
Other than Texas State. So if I'm going team by team now, I'm pretty sure Jake Spavital is the coach that's been there the longest.
He is,
which is crazy.
And if you're the athletic director, you're going to be saying, dude, everyone else is having turnover. Win some games.
Exactly.
We got continuity here.
No excuses anymore. And the West, they were down last year other than Louisiana, but they're getting better. And it's now or never for Texas State. They need a strike now.
Well, and when you add in the fact that, you know, James Madison, Marshall, Old Dominion, and Southern Miss come in, I think it got a lot tougher too. Now I know a lot of those are in the East, but I still think in general, you're going to have to play some of those games cross division. Yeah. Jake Spavital, 9-27 in 3 years. He is the offensive coordinator for the Bobcats, and they were the 101st scoring offense in the country last year. 78th in rush offense, 100 in pass offense, charting at 104 in total offense. That's crazy. Cause that's Spavital's MO. He's an offensive guy, you know, that he's been at. He was at West Virginia, I believe, what, Holgerson years. He was at Cal, I think, if memory serves me correct. And he was at, who was he at? Was he at Baylor or Texas Tech or something? He was at a Big 12 school back in the day. I think I have this right here, actually. He was at Oklahoma State and A&M. He was at A&M in 13, 14, and 15. He was at Houston in 09. He's been around. This is a big year for him, and
especially
the offense
got
better.
The passing game especially was a disappointment last year, only throwing for 194 yards per game. I mean, they have a little like air raid issue. It's the offense is supposed to be fast. It's supposed to be aggressive, and it just wasn't good enough last year. But there is hope this year that it should be better.
Well, it starts with nine starters back on offense and landing a gigantic transfer. I'm a fan. And if anything, I thought Hatcher is better than James Blackman. If you ask me, I know the stats might not represent that, but I liked Hatcher when Blake Anderson was the head coach of Arkansas State. Lane Hatcher transfers in. Look, from the same division in the Sun Belt. I mean, I got to do it. And goes from one team to the other in the same division. Ruthless, absolutely ruthless, but opportunity. I get it. He was benched. Why not beat your rivals? If your head coach doesn't think you can do it. And it's not like they are full on rivals, but still.
Well, and look, the funny thing is the last game of last year was Texas State versus Arkansas State. These two teams just played. And in that game, Hatcher threw for 277 and two touchdowns in a losing effort because Texas State won by two. But in his career, Hatcher has thrown for over 7,000 yards, 65 passing touchdowns. The guy is very experienced. I think he is going to be an upgrade at quarterback.
I'll be honest. Like, Colorado Buffalo should have gave him a call. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of teams out there, he's a good quarterback. I think they got better at the quarterback position by landing him.
I agree.
Their running back is back. That's Calvin Hill. Whoa. Is he back?
Not Grant Hill's
father. Grant Hill's dad? Yeah. Is he walking the former Dallas Cowboy and Washington Redskin?
No, but this guy's solid. Ran for 700 plus last year. I like Calvin Hill.
Me too. And then two or three wideouts are back. And you might remember this name, Marcel Barbie. He had this unbelievable catch a couple of years, but I think it was the COVID year. He is a baller. Him and Javian Banks back at the wideout spot. They also add a guy in the portal that I'll get to. Tight end Michael Hiltz is back. And four of five on the offensive line are back. I mean, the offense, in my opinion, if it's not in the top 70, at least, I would even say 65, because that's the halfway point.
Yeah.
You got all these guys coming back. You got a better quarterback situation. I don't understand how you would struggle.
I'll tell you right now, if it's not top half of college football, they're not going to a bowl game and Spavital's fired, especially because offense is supposed to be his forte. He needs a much better year offensively from his team.
And look, maybe big brother, or I don't know if it's big brother or little brother, but maybe brother can help. Zach Spavital is the defensive coordinator. And it's nice to know you don't get fired when you have the a season ago, you had the 108th scoring defense, 101st rush defense, 98th pass defense, starting at the 103rd defense overall. Look, I'm not saying the guy should be fired, but I wonder, little brotherly love. Look, let's see if we can do this. Let's one more year. All right. Keep that money coming in.
Maybe both Spavitals will go down with the ship. Yeah, they were especially awful against the run last year. And it looks like they lose five of their top seven tacklers from a season ago.
Yeah, only five starters back on the defense. That's one of three on the, well, I guess you can make a case it's six. One of three on the defensive line, that's Jordan Revels on the D-line. Two of three in the linebacking core led by London Harris. And three of five in the secondary led by corner Cordell Rogers. Their kicker and punter are back. Are you in a close game? Your special teams have continuity. What do you make of this whole roster? And I guess, what do you think? The defense has just got to get better. Like, I understand you have that much turnover. I don't care. It's just got to be better. Offense. Yeah, and
I know we're going to address the portal here pretty soon. And it seems like Spavital has focused more on portal guys rather than high school recruits. And that certainly, you know, that can work. So he has a lot of guys coming in. They need help right away, especially on defense. The guys who they lost, it wasn't like they had a top defense last year. So I think there's reason for optimism. You can talk yourself into, a potentially better defense and better offense. But both sides of the ball, you could be happy saying, I think we can improve on last year's numbers.
Yeah. Look, we're going to get the transfer portal. We're going to get to what Las Vegas expects from the Bobcats in 2022 and what we expect. We're going to go game by game on the schedule. But first, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you people out there that the Texas State Bobcats 2022 season preview episode on the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Yes, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Yeah, you're probably wondering, what the hell is Odds Trader? Yeah, well, let me tell you, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compete for different signup. You also can compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to get the best deal. You could say that's competing between the books.
There you go.
The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. Yes, Run Your Pool is the home of competition. Bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter even more. Run Your Pool offers every game type you can think of under the sun, from Pick'em to Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN Survivor contest, NFL Survivor contest. So
I signed up today.
There we go. And some amazing prizes will be announced soon. Hop in now to reserve your spot. Get in over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. They just passed 4 million users. All right. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game. First, in any sport, you choose two or more players you like and pick the over or the under on their stat projection. And if you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the amount of money you put in. And with the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. Go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get $100 match on your first deposit. But on your mobile phone, join our listener group once again on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. That's Sleeper, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IPVanish VPN. It makes it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. All right. We are back talking Bobcat football. A long read. Long read there. It's a good time of season. That means we're getting paid. All right. The transfer portal. We got to mention it because in 2022, the transfer portal is absolutely batshit crazy. I like his philosophy here because even though he's betting on himself to be there in the future, he did go out and get a shit ton of quarterbacks in the portal. He the guy we mentioned before, Lane Hatcher, he lands in the portal from Arkansas State, but he also gets CJ Rogers from Baylor and Dylan Markowitz from Syracuse. All right, just load up on quarterbacks. Offensive tackle, Larson Workman comes in. Offensive lineman, Ian Hoover. Oh, by the way, Larson Workman coming in from Kansas. Ian Hoover coming in from the Campbell Camels. Yes, Mike Minter's bunch. He also got wide receiver Charles Brown, and Charles Brown might be a nice get because he comes over from Montana State. They were in the FCS National Championship a year ago. They also get wide receiver DeMarcus Gregory from South Florida. They also get defensive lineman Zacchaeus McKinney, from Hawaii. Offensive tackle Evan Lowell from Rhode Island. Wide receiver Jaden Mitchell from Arizona. Offensive lineman Richard West from Texas A&M Commerce, who is brand new to the FCS this year. Cornerback Pierre Kamai from Ohio, and defensive lineman Dominic Ratliff from the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, which Raging Cajuns right there in conference, in division.
Shots brutal. Fired.
Absolutely brutal. But I got to hit on what they lost before we form our opinion. They lost a few guys. They also landed. I missed this one. Defensive lineman Myron Warren from the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
That's a nice a get. One. He's penciled in to start. They did lose Zion Childress, their safety, to the Kentucky Wildcats. That's a big loss. They also lost quarterback Brady McBride to Appalachian State. See, that's in conference, but it's the other side of the division. I'm okay with that one. I'm not gonna sound off the alarm. They lost cornerback Tyon Merchant to the portal. They lost offensive tackle Morgan Moore to the portal. Wide receiver Blake Aragon to the portal. Offensive lineman Tate Heitmeyer to the portal. Wide receiver TJ Graham to the portal. Running back Brock Sturgis. And I remember him. He's good. Surprised he's in the portal. We'll see maybe if he comes back. I was surprised to see that because, hey, do I got to say this again? Colorado Buffaloes, give him a call.
Well, right. Again, Calvin Hill was the leading rusher last year, and he's coming back. So it might just be, you know, Brock Sturgis wants more playing time. Can't blame the guy.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. The loss of Sturgis and then your safety going to Kentucky, those two hurt. The rest, I still think they won it. By getting Lane Hatcher, you won the portal.
Yeah, I think we just mentioned earlier that Hatcher is an upgraded quarterback. So they lost Brady McBride going to App State, but they bring in Lane Hatcher. And also they brought in some other key pieces, especially on defense, that should be able to fill in right away. So overall, I wouldn't say they crushed it. Overall, they won the portal, though.
I agree. So let's get to it now. If you're watching on YouTube, by the way, subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube because, I mean, look, you got this sweet graphic here. Shout out to the SGPN graphics team. But subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts at for the College Football Experience. And also remember to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Texas State, they've been a solid team in the Sun Belt the past couple of years. Shout out to their head coach, Terrence Johnson. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We're going to talk. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Subscribe to both. But if you're watching on YouTube right now, you will see, and that's youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. You will see the screen graphic. 4.5 wins is what Vegas is calling for. Now the juice on that is -125 on the over, +105 on the under. So essentially, Vegas is leaning to a 5-7 season. Would that save his job?
Well, there's been some line movement too. A couple weeks ago, I saw it at 5, and it may vary, you know, slightly depending on book as well. But no, I don't think so. I think you have to go bowling. I think you have
Couldn't
to hit 500.
He argue that we're getting better each year? It was 2. It was 4. It was 5. Next year's going to be 8. Just let me stay.
You know, I don't think so, man. I think with the changing landscape of the Sun Belt, with it getting better, you know, and we mentioned before, he's the oldest coach. He has the most tenure in the Sun Belt West. You should be able to beat teams with first-year head coaches or second-year head coaches. This is year 4. Everything should culminate in year 4. It is now or never.
All right. Well, Saturday, September 1st, Nevada does have the benefit of playing a game in week 0.
Yeah.
They head to McKay Stadium in Reno, Nevada. It's been a sneaky, decent home field advantage for the Wolfpack over the past 20 years. Nevada lost a ton. They're breaking in a new coach. They get a game in week 0. This game is, I actually find this game pretty intriguing. I wish they would have put this on a Friday, but anyway, what are you doing here, man? I think I lean Texas State.
Let me tell you, it's a huge game. We'll get in. So their first 4 games are all their non-con games, and there's a chance they could be 3-1 in those 4 games. And then I think you have a pretty clear path to an over, but this game is huge. You hate to say one game matters, but it's really a 50-50 game. I'll go with you. I do like if you're a Nevada Wolfpack fan, you love the fact you have a week 0 game because that team has so many new faces. At least you get, you know, some time together on the field in a real live meaningful game before this one. But I'll go with you. I think Texas State should be ahead of Nevada at this point. So you've talked me into it, but I think it's going to be a crazy game because Nevada is a pretty good, it's a legitimate home field advantage.
Yeah, fans show up. It's at an altitude that's higher than what San Marcos is. So sneaky. Give me a 44-41. Texas State gets the dub.
They won a couple close games last year. I think they can do it again. Maybe that returning kicker hits a game winner. How about that?
There we go. In the thin air. Then short week Friday at Bobcat Stadium. The fans are going to be rocking as Mike McIntyre and Gunnar Holmberg come in to Bobcat Stadium. Man, these games are tough to call.
I mentioned earlier they beat FIU in overtime last year.
This is like a fifth. Both these games are kind of 50-50s. I'm going to take Texas State to win both.
I'm with you. I do think getting Florida International early in the year is a good thing this year because we both respect McIntyre as a head coach, but it's year one for him, and it's just going to take some time. You know, well, so give me Texas State 2-0.
Then they head to McLean Stadium to take on Baylor. They played them close last year. I don't see that happening this year. Baylor's offensive defensive line are just pretty impressive. I think they get dominated by Baylor in McLean Stadium in Waco.
Yep, agreed. You'll find an argument here. 2-1.
2-1, and then they get the Huskies of Houston Baptist. But don't worry, Bailey Zappe, he's gone. And last year, when he left for his last year, Bailey Zappe was at Western Kentucky. Well, without him and their whole team left, the Stearns brothers, Zach Kittley, yeah, they were 0-11 last year. So I'm going to pencil this in as an automatic win here.
Even if Texas State lost to Incarnate Word the year before, that was a good FCS team. This is not. Yeah. So you're sitting at 3-1 and you just got to win two of your next eight to hit and over. Can they do it?
Oh man, this is tough. They had Saturday, October 1st, they had to Bridgeport Stadium, take on the James Madison Dukes. I'm taking JMU. I think that run defense against JMU's power rushing attack, I don't think it's a good formula.
I like the more JMU. Physical team with probably a better line play at home. I'm going JMU.
So 3-2, they host App State at Bobcat Stadium. App State has owned them.
6-0 all time with only one game in single digits.
That's a loss. 3-3.
Yep.
Then they head to Veterans Memorial Stadium, which is every college football stadium, it sounds like, to take on the Troy Trojans.
I think who's also owned them. Troy is 11-1 all time against Texas State.
Taking Troy.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
So what's that right there? We got him at 3-3. And now comes my sling game of the season for Texas State, right? And look, folks, it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the big games on all the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device. All right. You can record up to 50 hours with included DVR space, and you can pause or change your status at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. All right. This is my game of the year, because I think if you're going to hit the over, you have to win this game. In my
opinion. It's huge. You're at home.
And I got them losing this.
You know, we just did the Southern Miss preview about a week ago, and I think I had the Golden Eagles winning this. I'm a little bit higher on Southern Miss this year. I got Texas State losing as well.
I do too. So that puts about 3-4. They get a bye week. And hey, Malone Stadium, ULM, Rich Rod's gone. He's now at Jacksonville State. He was the OC last year. This is a bit of a 50-50 game, but I lean ULM because they started a freshman quarterback last year. And I think they're going to be a little bit better this year.
Texas State's won the last two. They won 27-19 at home last year. They get the bye. I think the bye is key. I'm going to give them this one. I think Texas State wins this one.
I'm not. I trust Terry Bowden. I think Terry Bowden's a pretty damn good coach.
Yeah.
And I thought he overachieved greatly in year one. And I think, and he started a freshman quarterback like the final six games of the season. I think he'll be better. And then they head to Hancock Whitney Stadium at South Alabama, and guess what? It's not happening.
That the second of a back-to-back, they won at home last year by 2 in a squeaker. I think they dropped this one.
Then they're home to Arkansas State, the Red Wolves. You know what? This is what I'll give them.
With this one, they've won the last two, but they've been 2-point games each time. 24-22 last year and 47-45 in 2020. Can they win a third straight close game against Arkansas State? I'll say yes. I'll say that gets to 5 for me, and they squeak out an over before losing to the Raging Cajuns at home, who is 8-0 all time in the last game of the season.
I got them losing. I'm on the under. I got them at 4-8. And I want to make a case for it. It really comes down. I mean, we gave them Nevada and FIU.
That's not a gimme for sure. Neither one.
Yeah.
The only gimme is Houston Baptist, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, could they beat ULM? Sure. But I just think, I don't know, man. I just think that's a tall order to knock. I mean, from a talent perspective, let me ask you this. Maybe ULM and Houston Baptist, you could make the case. I actually think Nevada's probably more talented. They just haven't been together yet.
Right.
I think Florida International is probably more talented. They just haven't been together yet.
I would say that if you can find it at 5 wins somewhere, it was 5 with a minus 120 on the under. I like that bet because I don't see this team getting a 6. I think this is a 4 or a 5 win team at best. So if you do that, worst case scenario is you push. At 4.5, I think it is tricky because I think it's right on that line. I mean, they're not idiots in Vegas. I want to lean over just because they do have a lot more continuity than almost everybody on their schedule. I mean, look at it. I mentioned all the teams in the Sun Belt West. Well, the same thing about for Nevada and Florida International. Those are first-year head coaches. Really, you got Baylor. You got a new team to the FBS in James Madison and App State. Those are the only teams on the schedule with more head coach continuity, coordinator continuity on their whole 12 game slate.
You know, I can build up another disastrous thing. If you're betting the over is let's say you do split the Nevada FIU series and you're 1-1 and you lose to Baylor, you beat Houston Baptist, you lose at JMU, you lose to App State, you lose to Troy, and then you that pivotal game that I had as the sling game of the season.
Yeah.
You lose to Southern Miss. They might fire their head coach on that bye week, and then you might have you got to question the buy-in. Whoever they give it to the assistant, are they going to buy in? Because I could totally make a case for them losing out then if they don't buy in.
That's a very valid point. They didn't give Everett Withers much time. Yeah, I don't know why already they gave Spavital more time.
We saw it with FIU last year.
Yeah.
Butch Davis got fired end of the year. The team just quit. They quit on him.
Yeah, I would advise any coach who's on the hot seat, beware of betting overs, you know, because you're right. There's always that chance that come midseason, they're a goners. And at that point, it's a total crapshoot, you know. The team might just quit. You might have players sit out, transfer, you name it. I'm going over, but I certainly don't love it. I think it's very close call with that line sitting at 4.5.
4-8, but I can't wait to watch all these games. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. I'm on the under. He's on the over. Like I said, please check out, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well. And look on YouTube, we're there. Hop on over, subscribe on YouTube. And if you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and say some nice things about us, well, take a screenshot. Find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN or myself at TheColbyD. Show us that, and we're going to enter you in a raffle to win a brand new gift card to the SGPN store. And let me tell you, that new store is fire. All right. So look, it's going to be a short raffle. Your odds are pretty good. All right. So hop in there. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give him a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. Give him a follow. And folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. But we are the College Football Experience. And look, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're already doing 32 teams, all NFL breakdown, a different podcast for a different team.
Only 32? You got 131 to do.
That's true. That's true. But hey,
that's about 100 more if I can do my math right.
Yes. look, if you're a Cowboys fan, if you're a Texans fan, if you're a Saints fan, Redskins fan, I don't know. It'll all be there for you. Check it out. Sports Gambling Podcast just had Pat McAfee on the show. Just had Mike Leach on the show. Go listen to those episodes. Phil Steele. So check out all those as we continue to go team by team on the College Football Experience with all 131. That's what Nick was alluding to, but check out our whole team, the NBA Gambling Podcast. the College Baseball Experience, the NASCAR gambling podcast, the Formula One gambling podcast, the golf gambling podcast. If you hop in to the Discord channel, you'll get the chance to see all of it. Or if you get the SGPN app, so go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord, but hop in there and sweat out some bets with us. A lot of fun. All right, folks, until next time, I can't wait for the Fun Belt Sun Belt action. This is the College Experience, Texas State style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Forget about the round. I'll tell you something about appetite. It's a real fucking great thing to have.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.